Welcome in, everyone, here to another week of Leash on Life as we let you know what's going on at the Atlantic Animal Shelter. That's at 309 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic. And with us every week to let us know what's going on at the shelter is Andrea Ferrier. Welcome in, Andrea.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here. Always happy to talk about the animals.
All right. And we've got a pretty similar situation to what we talked to folks about last week. Not too much going on in the dog department and a lot going on in the young cat department.
It's starting to feel a little bit like deja vu. I just want listeners to know this. We really do this every week, brand new. We're not just re-recording the same one. This week we have two dogs available for adoption. We still have Sophie. She's that young, or she's that small rat terrier mix. She's an adult female, maybe 8 or 9 years old, but she's a real sweetheart. And again, I mentioned last week, she doesn't have any of the typical small dog tendencies. She's not a yipper. She doesn't shake, you know, she's not really excitable. She's just real mellow, really calm, very, very sweet, very attentive. So we'd like to find Sophie a nice home. And on the other end of the spectrum, when it comes to size, is Moose, which, as his name implies, he's a big guy. I don't know whether he's a Great Dane or Mastiff, some kind of big breed mix. Not terribly or intimidatingly large, but he's a big guy. Real sweetheart. He's an adult male, maybe 3 to 5 years old. He has been neutered, so that would be an expense that people wouldn't have to worry about. But he's just a real sweetheart. He's really, really mellow and loves to give attention. He's kind of a big baby, though. Sometimes big dogs don't know how big they are, so he gets, you know, he's kind of cute that he doesn't realize how big he is. So.
The dog that wants to be a lap dog that you don't want to be a lap dog.
Right, yeah, he's a sweetheart like that. So that's what we have in the dog department. And then you mentioned in the cat department, we've just got a lot of them. We only have 5 adoptable cats right now. We do have an adult male, black and white, who's very, very sweet and mellow. For kittens, we have 3 of them, or 4 of them, that are around the 3 to 4 month old range. We have an orange and white one, a black one, a tiger striped one, and an orange one. So take your pick. I'm lumping them together, but they really do have unique personalities and really sweet things about each one of them. So I'm just going to encourage people to come see them. And when you do, you'll see that we still have lots of kittens, and they are almost adoptable age. It's hard for me even to get a count. I know we do know how many there are, but when I go in, it's just a sea of kittens. There's one litter that's black and white, and they're just adorable. And then the other litter is tiger striped, and they're just getting to the age where their eyes are open and they're walking around, but they're still tiny and cute. Oh, just adorable. So.
All right. So a lot of good options there. And, you know, it sounds like within the ones that are adoptable right now, too, on the cat side, there's some variety there, too. So if, you know, you're looking for a specific look for your cat, then there's some options there to pick from. So we do encourage them to go on down to the shelter and you know, get to know those animals themselves. That's the best way to pick out that new pet to adopt. And if they're going to go there, where do they need to go to get there?
You bet. We are located on the corner of Sunnyside and 2nd on the northwest edge of town. We're located right there with the wastewater treatment plant. There's a separate building that says animal shelter.
And if you're also wondering if you're on the outside, I know they do have a sign on that outside fence that surrounds the area that lets you know that's where the shelter is located as well. And those hours, if they are going to stop on by?
Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 8 to noon.
And if you have questions, you can always give them a call, 243-2287. And, of course, the technology age we're in, you can find out info on the web as well.
Look at cute kittens in your pajamas at midnight. Really, this is good stuff here. Yes, you can find out more about the animals at petfinder.org, or you can go to Atlantic Animal Shelter on Facebook. And we've really seen an increase in traffic, I guess you could say, on our Facebook page, and that's great. We're having people comment and ask questions, and we love that. Anything we can do to help get information about these animals to people, we love to do.
All right, so you can find a lot of great information there. Of course, you know, the pictures then become an option there online as well. You can they do that as best they can to keep those updated there for you. And then sometimes it's also a great place to get back or reconnected as well. Of course, if you lose an animal, always want to check the shelter and make sure that that's not where your pet has ended up. And they do have a reclaiming process that goes on there once you do find out your pet's there. But at least there's that way to get connected and know that that pet is safe until you can come get them back into your home. So the lots of things going on at the shelter. We encourage folks to come on down and, like we said, get to know those animals.
And when you do come down, tell the staff you heard about the animals on KJAN.
That's going to do it for Leash on Life.